eyes. So the overindulgence around the house, notwithstanding, you're just stuffing stuff down. But you have to think about feeding your pets on the holidays. So I wanted to go to the expert, so I called my vet, Dr. Bob Jackson, from South Kent Veterinary Hospital. Bob, thanks for coming on the show today.
Well, you're more than welcome, Andy.
I want to talk about pets. You take good care of Riley the Wonder Dog. He's still in good health, by the way.
Good.
Feeding your pets and stuff that, I mean, people don't always feed them, especially during the holidays, because there's so much stuff around.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think you've already kind of alluded to the primary thing, and that's moderation. Everything's overindulgence, and we do it with ourselves, and we do it with our dogs and our cat friends. And I think rather than talk about, I think everybody's aware that we want to avoid chocolates and we want to avoid some of those kind of things. But I think moderation is probably the key to what we're going to try to do to prevent major problems. Not so much on Christmas Day, but it's the day after where the carpet cleaner has to come out.
Well, I've had one of those occasionally. And as when you didn't know the pet, and we try to be really good about that, but it's the, I mean, when those big brown eyes are staring at you, how can anyone refuse that?
Well, you don't need to refuse, but you need to remember some fairly minor things. For the most part, and I'm a little hypocritical here, okay, but we want to give dog treats to dogs and cat treats to cats and leave the human treats for people.
Okay.
And the big ones, chocolate, people know it's toxic. It's not, I don't want to think chocolate's a hardcore poison, but we certainly see our fair share of numbers of dogs with gastrointestinal problems, lots of vomiting and diarrhea and those kind of issues.
Yep.
It wires them up, and with the baker's chocolate, which is much, much more toxic, we can get into some heart problems, heart arrhythmias, things like that. The biggest one out there is probably xylitol right now. Xylitol is a non-sugar additive, a sweetener. It's made in the sugar-free gums and things like that. And a lot of those sweets that are out for us right now contain, you know, because of the calories, they contain xylitol. Extremely toxic to dogs. It causes an insulin problem, and they go into blood sugar crises. And that's a really, really significant problem that people are unaware of.
Probably, maybe it's a good idea, and then just have a little bag of special treats, so if they want a treat and they're begging while you're eating, then you give them one of their own treats like that.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You can go on the internet at any time. You know, people are all baking. There are hundreds of recipes for Christmas treats for your pet. They're mostly natural, a lot of very gentle things. And the big thing there, again, is your dog or your cat, they're eating the same thing pretty much 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
We feed them consistently, 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 and then we decide we're going to go out and give them three raw hides and a Nyla bone and peanut butter cookies. It's not going to settle very well. So our definition of the problem there is what we call dietary indiscretion, which means that your pet probably is going to eat whatever we allow them to. When they eat too much or too much of a different thing, that's when you get into trouble.
Okay. All right. What about giving him a little turkey, Dr. Bob Jackson from South Kent Veterinary Hospital, a little turkey or stuff like that? Is that going to be bad for them?
Well, my colleagues might get in my case here a little bit, but I certainly do that. I think small amounts, bland foods are the way to go. Turkey, chicken, non-fat burger, non-fat beef are fine. I think, again, small amounts, we're just trying to give them a little bit of a reward or a little bit treat. Make them part of the family.
Sure, sure.
Do I do that at my house? Absolutely, I do. But I don't want to leave the turkey carcass on the counter very long because that's going to get cruised pretty quickly.
Do you know that?
Yes.
All right, one more question. You mentioned rawhide for a minute, and I've kind of stayed away from that. Is with the rawhide bones, and they love them, and they just gnaw on them to death. Are those okay for dogs?
I think they are. Lots of us use them, rawhides, pig's ears, all those kind of chew things. Again, if your dog's not had one for a year and you give him one on Christmas, you're going to have a problem. So when we make the big change from a consistent, bland diet and then let him eat a chunk of a rawhide, if he gnaws it down and swallows it, you might get an upset stomach. I'm not worried about obstruction or things like that. And they love them. With my dogs, I'll give them rawhides, let them gnaw on them for half an hour or so, and we take them away. You know, they've kind of got the fun out of it. They're pretty...
Okay. Okay.
Pretty angry when we take them, but nonetheless, it works out.
So just moderation. Stay away from the sweets, obviously, and stuff like that. And
yep.
A little bit. Dr.
Yep.
Bob Jackson, South Kent Veterinary Hospital. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, great holiday to you, Andy.
And Riley says hello to
you. I appreciate that. Same to him.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 8:21. There you go. Let's take care of our pets well, okay? 8:21, 100.5 The River.
Yeah.